Who wants a bunk bed, Bill? There's never been a better time to sign up for a yearly EPP, Extra Podcast Person membership to Real Ghost Stories Online. Right now, when you become a yearly EPP, you'll get 1 month free membership to our EPP programs. You'll also be able to claim your very own Bunk Bed Bell. Plus, you'll be doing your part to help keep our show on the air.
It's amazing. It's all amazing. We feel so much better.
A show that helps thousands of people worldwide.
Thanks again for providing this outlet and making it so non-threatening.
Feel not so alone with their haunting experiences.
You guys are amazing. We listen to you all the time.
Become a yearly EPP now. Get a free month of our EPP membership and get your very own Bunk Bed Bell.
Current though, supplies are limited.
If you're currently a monthly EPP, then upgrade your membership now to a yearly membership and get your Bunk Bed Bell and a free month of EPP membership to Real Ghost Stories Online.
I think it's important for people to be able to have a place where they can share their experiences and validate them because these things are real.
Sign up now to be a yearly EPP at ghostpodcast.com. And thanks for your support.
Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. The phone number 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Of course, you can write them in on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, or email the audio file, Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. Be sure to press subscribe, whatever platform it is you're listening to us on. Get all the episodes delivered right to you. Helps us grow in the ratings so other folks can find us. So lots of good stuff when you press that that subscribe button. Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again.
Hi.
And how are you this fine day?
Doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. I haven't read our book yet. Have you?
I haven't gotten a copy.
You sat down and read it?
No. Not until I get a copy.
I know. We need our copies.
I mean, I know we have it on our computer. But
sure.
To sit down and like read it.
Yeah.
I like to have it in my hands.
Yeah. A lot of our listeners have gotten the copy, so that's awesome.
Well, awesome.
If anybody's going to get the copies, it should be them.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, our book is out, by the way, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatever platform, wherever books are sold. You can get it now. So be sure to check that out. And if you like it, be sure to leave a review or two. That'd be greatly appreciated. Helps, again, that's how people find stuff now. It's not just, oh, it was purchased or things like that, or it was looked at. It's the reviews. I look at reviews for everything I get and buy. And so the little 2 seconds it takes to go, that was a good book, or whatever you want to say.
Sure.
greatly appreciated. But yeah, it is that I'm excited to get a copy here beyond just what's on my computer.
Yeah.
But we're seeing good things so far.
Good.
Lots of people saying really nice things, including about your chapter.
Okay.
Which is a really interesting chapter. If you liked Jenny's... It was a Christmas episode, wasn't it?
It was.
Where you'd written and recorded the story for that. And we still get people saying, is she going to do more of those? And I hope so. it's reminiscent of that, but it's not about someone else.
No.
It's not about a little, what was that? There was a little boy, right? In that, the Christmas story?
No, it was a little girl.
It was a little girl, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's about you.
It is, but it's written from third person because I have an easier time writing when it's not me and I and everything. So I write it from a little girl's standpoint.
Yeah, and it's really well written and really interesting and gives you a lot of perspective on who we are. And you didn't know this, but off the air, Jenny always talks about herself in third person.
No.
She's like, Jenny is hungry now, and then we have to go eat dinner. It's really...
No.
It's kind of awkward.
No, I don't.
Just in the chapter. But it makes sense the way it's all put together. So that's in the book. Anyway, it's out. Like I said, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Real ghost stories. And, this is silly. It's our own darn book. And I always forget, like, what the full title is. Because it's longer. And it's not, like, what I usually say when I... when I talk about like our Halloween episode or something. Mm-hmm. It's real ghost stories, haunting encounters told by real people.
Yeah.
Well, I originally had real ghost stories from real people because that's what our original even podcast posts were titled way back. But they came back with, well, we like that, but what about haunting encounters told? Like, I like that. Let's do that. That sounds sure. even better. So that is the full title of the book when you're looking it up. Because there's a lot of real ghost story books out there. If you are familiar with our show and know our logo, it's easy to spot. Uh-huh. Our logo is right there on the cover. Big, creepy old barn shed falling apart on there.
It's Love good. Barns.
Yeah, yes. So anyway, check it out. And do let us know what you think by posting a review on whatever site you like. 855-853-4802. Our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a caller. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. This is Mary in Oxnard, California. I love your show. Thank you very much for putting it up. I listen to it at work almost every day. It's like I get withdrawals sometimes because I want to listen to more. Anyways, this is my story. I had a boyfriend for about 2 years when I was younger. I was about 14. And we, you know, hung out together and grew up together for a couple of years. And we broke up, you know, and went our separate ways. And he moved back up north to Northern California. And a couple of years ago, I got woken in the middle of the night by him next to my bed, leaning over me, telling me, I'll be okay. And I'm thinking, what in the heck? I've been married for over 25 years. I have 2 kids. I live in a house. Why should this guy, his name was Shannon, why should he suddenly show up in my life? And throughout the day, I kind of kept thinking about it. And I was out for my afternoon walk, and I kept on, you know, thinking that there was somebody watching me. And when I got back into the office, I Googled his name. I found out that Shannon had died just a couple of years earlier to the day. And I don't know why he came to me to tell me that he was okay. I kind of had a feeling, you know, for a few months prior to that, I had gone down to MySpace and looked him up, you know, but then to find out that he was actually gone, and then I even called the funeral home, and I wanted to maybe get some details, and they said to contact his family. Well, I hadn't spoken to his mom, and I didn't really care for his stepdad. And I didn't know how to get a hold of Betty, so, anyways, that's my story, and I miss him. I'm sorry that, you know, he passed away, and I thank God that, you know, he even came to visit me to say hello. But that's my story, and looking forward to hopefully hearing it on your show and hearing your thoughts. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Bye.
And now, Jenny's thoughts.
Well, I think it's interesting that he waited a couple of years and kind of came back on his death anniversary instead of, you know, when he's going around and saying goodbye, if he did that to other people.
Was she really low on the list where it's like, yeah, I'm going to get to you. You're down here.
It took me 2 years.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's interesting. Maybe it was something where, you know, she said she'd been poking around on MySpace.
Sure.
Way back, you know, when the story took place, and, you know, maybe somehow he kind of observed that and thought, well, my best bet is not to scare her when she's awake, but to come at night and tell her I'm okay.
Like there was some sort of, he knew that she was going to find this piece of information fairly soon. And the best way to do it without being startled or upset out of nowhere, like, oh my God, they're dead, just, you know, by reading it on MySpace or something. Yeah, I think there's something to that.
Could be.
Thank you for calling in and sharing that experience with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Continuing on to another caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Jenny. This is Adam from Dallas, Texas, calling. Big fan of the podcast. My mom actually got me hooked onto your podcast. I was just a listener, and I just recently became an ECP. It's great stuff. I suggest everyone else do it. It's some of the stories on there, it's compelling and just great. On to the story. It's not really mine, but it is my aunt. It goes kind of like this. Basically, me and my sister at the time were awfully young, and my parents let us go with them, go with my aunt and my grandma to Mexico for a little bit. And basically, what happened there was fun, and for me and my sister, because we were kids, but for my aunt and my grandma, which is her mother, which is my mom's mother also, it was a completely different story for them. Well, on the last night of being in Mexico, my grandma and my aunt got in an argument, and some words were exchanged. Nothing too hardcore or anything, just like any other family. But my aunt seems to take things more to the heart rather than other people would brush off. So she's real sensitive about that, about just being told anything. And my grandma told her some stuff. And to make a long story short, I don't know if it's just with any Hispanic or Mexican culture that a mother would always tell their kids, or just to scare them, you're going to see something at night, or you're going to see the devil, or whatever. It's just to scare. My mom used to tell me that all the time. It sure did shape me in the right direction, made me not want to be mean and all that growing up. So it really kept me in a good straight and narrow path. So, but at this particular time, my grandmother told my aunt this, and what my aunt did was kind of shame whatever it is that my grandma told her that she'd see. Basically, my grandma said, you know, you're going to see the devil. He's going to see you because you're acting this way towards me. And what my aunt said was more like a challenge, I'd say, because, you know, her words, not exact, but her words were similar to, let him try to come see me. I'm not afraid of him. Like I said, not exact words, but pretty similar. So later that night, we drive back to Dallas from Mexico. I was asleep, and my sister was sleeping, and we got picked up at my grandma's house by my parents. And later that following day, I hear from my mom, because my aunt called my mother, and she was frantic, just scared out of her mind. And my mom told me, you know, the story. She told me when I was actually older, which I guess I wouldn't get scared. But this is the story that she told my mom, my aunt told my mom. She was going to sleep in her room, and she's falling asleep, and she turns over her wall. She turns over to face the wall. The TV's facing the opposite way, of course, so she turned towards the wall and put her hand kind of, you know, behind her, kind of resting on her head. So her hand on the opposite side where the TV is, kind of underneath her head. And she had a sleep paralysis moment, to where she could not move or anything. Because what she said happened freaked her out. And I mean, to a point of where she was in tears, and my aunt has never been one of the paranormal or anything. She's never told any stories of that nature or nothing like that. So when she said this, it definitely raised some few questions. But she said as she was sleeping, she felt something crawl into bed with her from the opposite end by her feet. So she felt something crawl in under the sheets, and it got close to her. It got like somebody was also, like possibly snuggling with her, like cuddling, if you will, hugging her back and arms wrapped around her. This is the part where I'd say she was in sleep paralysis because she couldn't scream, she couldn't call out for her mother. But she said she felt breathing on the back of her neck, a heavy breathing, and you could just feel, like, her exact words were like a dog's breath breathing on the back of her neck, hair standing up. And she, like I said earlier, her hand was behind her, like she was sleeping on it. So her hand was, her fingers and wrist were exposed to the opposite end of her. So she said she moved her hand, and what she felt were, in her words, teeth, like dog teeth, but sharper. And kind of the feeling of like burnt skin almost. Like if you have a scar from a burn, it's like that, just a lot deeper and thicker. So she had this, and she could not move a muscle. And she just sat there laying down, feeling this teeth, feeling this breath, and within a split second, it just reversed itself, went all the way back underneath her blanket, the opposite end, coming out, and it was gone. She said at that moment, she still couldn't move because she was still in shock, and she stayed up the whole night. She's had sleep problems since then, but I think she's gotten over it. Well, at least I'd hope so. She seems normal now. Won't know. But yeah, that's my tale, that I've, the only paranormal-ish story that I know personally. I have somewhat stories of just my sister. I myself have never experienced anything, and I kind of want to keep it that way. So, but I am a fan of the paranormal, but do I want to experience it for myself? I'd rather not, but other than that, yeah, keep up the good work. I love the show. Love to possibly hear my story on the air. If not, you know, I understand, but whatever. I know, just it's going to keep being an EPP and enjoy myself. Yeah, thank you very much. And like I said, keep doing the amazing job that you're doing for providing these people with an outlet like this. It's remarkable, actually. Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
So I think, you know, when you have an argument with somebody, you're mad or you're sad or you're not generally too happy. And being that, you know, her mother said this, like, something's going to come and get you in the middle of the night.
Sure.
I think maybe something took the opportunity, knowing that that was said and knowing that she's not, you know, probably in the happiest place right then.
Not that the mom's like, I'm going to go conjure a demon to screw with you. It's more like something took the initiative.
Yeah.
To make the situation worse than it actually even was.
Right.
Yeah. That's why you don't threaten horrible activity from the other side to your loved ones.
That's right.
Because it could just happen. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of those things too where, you know, folks, you know, sometimes we like talk about, oh, I wish I had a ghost experience or a haunted experience. Eh, maybe you want to think that twice.
Right.
About that, because it's not always just going to be, you know, Casper the Friendly Ghost or grandma coming back and saying, hey, or, you know, smelling cookies or whatever, you know, whatever it may be. You could get the demon that goes in your bed and burns you as well.
Could be.
So thanks for the letter. Thanks for the call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share those ghost stories with us. Continuing on, let's go to another caller. Hi, perhaps is a quick one.
Hi, this is from Wisconsin. Many years ago, I was living in a homeless shelter, and I was having a rough time falling asleep, and so I would take sleeping pills. Well, I would get, like, used to them, so I'd up the dosage, and then I'd get used to it again, so I'd up it again. I was taking probably not, you know, the safest dosage, but one night I noticed that I was, like, seeing stuff. Like, I was probably high or something, and the fan that was next to me was, like, glowing. And I'm like, okay, I obviously took too much, and I looked up for my bed, and how they have the rooms in the shelter, it's this long, huge room, there's bunk beds, roll, and I saw, like, this black figure, and it was just standing at the corner of one of the beds, looking at me. And then there was two other rows of beds, and these shadow figures, two of them ran by each other through the bed, or across the beds, and I don't know if it was just, you know, too much of a dosage, and that just opened, like, the next dimension, but it was just the weirdest thing, spooked me out, and the one shadow figure that was just at the edge of the bed just staring at me was pretty spooky. Thanks for hearing my story, guys, and I really like the podcast. Bye.
I would imagine if a place was going to have haunted bunk beds, it would be in a shelter.
Sure, just because there's so many. I mean, it's one of those things where you got to look at it as at some level, there's a level of, you know, respite. It's like, okay, I have some shelter here in a very, you know, difficult point in my life. And the other is, I'm here. This is not my home.
Yeah.
So there's a, you know, there's some happiness, some, a lot of, you know, being distraught, a lot of being, you know, upset, you know, anxiety, a lot of emotion.
And the sheer number of people that come and go.
Yeah. Lack of, you know, privacy, everything. So yeah, just a lot of emotions at play there for the folks in there. And then you have to wonder too, you know, not only would it be kind of like a battery for attracting things that are looking for highly, you know, emotionally charged areas, but folks who, you know, who pass that end up passing without ever getting to a home or having a home, that may end up having been the final, you know, somewhat happy, somewhat restful spot.
Yeah.
Could they be returning back there, as well, you know, as these figures?
Could be.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of who, what, when, and where without knowing more about, you know, or seeing some more interaction on what those shadow figures were doing. It's hard to say. But I would say this, it might be one of those cases where don't judge it as being something very dark, meaning evil or bad, just because it's a shadow figure.
Yeah.
I think it could just be kind of ghostly-ish.
Right.
And it could be, you know, someone meaning no harm at all. Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Appreciate that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Jenny. It's Eli again from Los Angeles, California. Last time I called, I was traveling across the country, and I had called in with my personal demon story that you guys had played on the air. So thank you very much for playing that. I was really excited to hear it, and I appreciate all the input and feedback you guys had on my story. So today I wanted to share a small series of bunk bed stories for you, for all of you out there who have a bunk bed bell. So the first story I have, I was probably 5 or 6, and it sounds so weird, but I was sleeping on the top bunk, and I felt like somebody had lifted me out of my bed when I was sleeping. Just when you're a kid, if you fall asleep and your parents pick you up to move you somewhere, that's what it felt like. I felt like somebody had come in my room and lifted me up out of my bed. But when I opened my eyes, I realized that no one was there, and I was literally in midair, just levitating. But I was going downward at a very, very slow rate. I don't remember feeling scared at all. I just felt like this is what's happening, and I was just aware of it, which I know is like a bizarre reaction to something like that. But that's, you know, I don't know if I was just too young to realize what was happening, but I just wasn't scared. It was just confusing, I think, and I was also half asleep. So I end up on the floor, get back up, climb up to the top bunk, go back to sleep, and later, I don't know how much later, but later that night, the same thing wakes me up. I feel like I'm being taken out of my bed. And once again, I am levitating in the air. And this time, it actually, whatever it was, moved me down onto the bottom bunk with my sister. And so I just stayed there, fell asleep on her bed, and didn't try to get back up. Very bizarre. Never, ever had that happen since. But like I said, I don't remember feeling scared. It was just such a... Now, when I think back on it, it's terrifying. But I don't know. It just wasn't scary at the time. So then, flash forward 10 years later, I'm about 15 years old, and I am still sharing a bunk bed with my older sister. So she's 18, I'm 15, and we were in high school, had a bit of differences in how we like to fall asleep. She liked to fall asleep with the radio on. I did not like to fall asleep with anything on, and we used to get in fights over it. And she won because she was the older sister. So we're listening to Star 98.7 or Kiss FM, one of our local Los Angeles radio stations back in the 90s, listening to whatever pop music was on. So she falls asleep. I'm wide awake. I've always struggled with insomnia. I'm just laying there hearing the radio, pissed off that I have to fall asleep listening to this music now. And I swear to God, I kid you not, I'm going to try to emulate what I heard without sounding totally crazy. But I hear the radio station get totally distorted, and this is what comes out of it. I hear this: "You're gonna die. You're gonna die." It was so terrifying. I literally just screamed. I'm covering my ears now, and I'm crying, and I'm screaming, "Turn it off, turn it off." My sister wakes up, and she's yelling at me because I woke her up, and she's just thinking I'm being dramatic or bratty, that I don't want the radio on. I'm in full-blown tears. I am just absolutely hysterical, freaking out, covering my ears, crying, screaming. She's yelling at me. She turns the radio off. My mom comes in the room, turns on the light. She's like, "What the hell is going on?" And I told them what I hear. And my sister, at that point, forgot to mention, I'm just yelling. My mom comes in. My sister turns off the radio because I'm screaming at her to turn it off. So my mom comes in, and I'm telling them what I'm hearing. And I said, you know, "I'm hearing it's you're going to die. You're going to die." And it's a man yelling at me in the radio. And my sister was like, no, we're listening to Star 98.7. And she told me what song was on. No, this is the song that was on. I don't remember. It was some late 90s song that was on. You know, at the time it was like 1998. And sure enough, she turns the radio back on. That same 90s pop music was playing. And I mean, I guess, yes, it could have been an interference in the radio. Or, I mean, Tony, you would probably know better than anybody, but it just didn't make sense. It didn't make sense that she was hearing, she knew what song had been on when she fell asleep, and that same song was still on. So even if it was an interference, how was I the only one that heard that? It just did not make sense. It was terrifying. So then, cut to a week later, in that same room, same bed, my sister had spent the night at a friend's house, so I'm alone now in the room. And so no radio this time. No radio. I don't like the radio. She's not there. I'm not falling asleep listening to the death radio of death. This gives me chills even just thinking about it. So I sleep with the door wide open, especially since my sister's not in the room. I'm a little scaredy cat back then because I had so many experiences my whole life. It was a daily occurrence that stuff would happen to me. So the door is open. I'm trying to fall asleep. I've always struggled with insomnia, so I was awake for quite some time, but I'm laying with my back to the wall on the top bunk facing the doorway, or the door that's open. And I could see the light from the hall through the door. I could hear the TV. My mom's watching the news or what have you. And I hear footsteps, heavy, fast footsteps, run into my room from the hallway that I'm staring at through the door. So there's nothing there. But I hear these footsteps, do, 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 boom, and the bed just shakes and hits the wall. It was as if someone ran into my bedroom from the hallway and jumped on the bottom bunk so hard that the entire bed slammed against the wall. My body just froze. I just remember the feeling of that cold, icy, hot, prickly sweat down my spine. I mean, it was insane. I mean, it was so loud. And for me to be just staring into the empty doorway and hear it come straight toward me and then feel that after effect of it hitting the bed was absolutely horrifying. And I froze. I didn't scream. I mean, I was in 100% total terror, shock, whatever you want to call it. And I stood on my bed. Finally, I don't know how long. It felt like minutes. It was probably only just about 10 or 20 seconds. I mean, I was dead frozen, and I finally mustered up the courage to stand on my bed, and I jumped literally just clear across the room. I mean, through my body, across the room. I was certain if I were to put my legs down over the bed, something would have grabbed me. Like, I knew that was going to happen. So I jumped straight across the room into the doorway and nearly broke my ankle. I'm pretty sure I had sprained it. And I limped out, running into the hallway, yelling for my mom. And it's so frustrating because I am telling you, my entire life, it was just, you're having bad dreams. You're having bad dreams. These were not dreams. Well, okay, maybe the first one when I was a kid and I was levitating. But the radio, the person jumping on my bed, I was wide awake. There was absolutely no explanation for it. And just to answer any questions you might have about it, I wonder if it was the same bunk bed from when you were a kid. You know, maybe there was something wrong with the bunk bed. I really don't know. We had a lot of kids in my family. We had like two sets of bunk beds or six kids in my family. So we were always switching on and off, but it's not just the bunk beds. I mean, my entire life has been filled with experiences. So I don't think it was just the bunk bed. Excuse me. I just was one of the most terrifying moments. So anyway, sorry that this is so long and rambly, but yeah, very, very terrifying. Radio of death mixed with the haunted bunk bed. I don't know. I don't know if I'm a haunted person. I don't know if I'm a sensitive. I have no clue what the differences are. All I know is that things have happened to me forever, and that was one of the more terrifying experiences I've had. So anyways, thank you guys for listening to this, and sorry if it's really long. I will call in with more stories when I get the chance. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Without knowing what her other experiences were, all of them, I wouldn't say that she's a haunted person. Because it's not the same thing. I'm assuming the same thing coming after her every single time.
Sure.
But sensitive, probably. And that might be why she's the only one in her family that ever had an experience.
What do you think about the, you know, hearing the voice on the radio, the you're going to die, and only her really, or seemingly only the one person picking it up?
I think maybe that it wasn't through the radio, but it somehow manipulated how she was hearing it to where she thought it was through the radio, because she was the only one that heard that, and the sister didn't hear that.
That would be the natural assumption, is that it's coming through the radio.
Yeah.
But maybe, but there was, if you remember, in the, I'm trying to find the,
what's that?
I'm trying to find, poppy music here. Stand by. I should have something here shortly.
Don't do this. You're gonna put. It's gonna be too much for poor Eli. Don't do this.
I'm not. I'm recalling the '90s because there was a lot of fun, pop rock songs in the '90s that were pretty good, and it was a fairly obscure one.
You're totally making this up.
That was a big hit. I believe the Backstreet Boys had it. Here it is. This was it. This might have been it. I went, here we go. And I only, it's only the karaoke version. It's like, oh, girl. Yeah. You're gonna die. You're gonna really, really die. You're gonna. That might have been.
I don't think that was it. Kudos for finding a track that had some like jazzy flute going on.
It's like, I know I had like some stock music. What's this one sound like?
You're gonna die.
That's how it went.
I feel bad for her.
I did too. That'd be really screwed up to suddenly hear that stuff through the radio. I'm sure it wasn't in the style of Backstreet Boys or 98 Degrees or anything. It was more like, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
I could have done death metal, but I just thought it'd be more fun if we're going to play with that a little bit, to play with it with pop rock beats. Because I could just picture, you know, them there, you know, on the music video in their all white clothing, wearing the white hats and everything and wind blowing and like, you're going to die.
That's great.
Standing in an airport hangar or something.
You know so much more about boy bands than I do.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. You figure it out.
Well, it was fun hearing about 90s radio a little bit there, and horrible story. I mean, good story, but horrible experience is what I should say.
Yeah.
But thank you for calling in or sending that audio file in. We do greatly appreciate that, even though I do have fun. But seriously, though, it was a very good story. So there we go. And that wraps up today's episode.
You're going to end it on the Backstreet Boys, You're Gonna Die track?
What's wrong with that?
Oh, God. I don't know. Everything.
I could have done Hanson. That would have been even more high-pitched.
I could just imagine how that went.
Death. Ooh, you're going to die. I can't. Everything sounds the same when it comes to pop rock with me. So, yeah, we're going to end it on that.
Okay.
So, anyhow. That wraps up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. The book's out. Check that out. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. And EPP membership. Sign up for that. Become an EPP. Get all the bonus episodes of our program at ghostpodcast.com. So check them out. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.